USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.